Please be seated, and if anyone would care to come up and keep Connor company, we would be delighted for you to do that. If you want to bring parents, that's perfectly all right. I want to tell you a story from when I was a little boy, and I didn't make a very good choice. I was 6 years old. And we had just moved from Tennessee, far, far away, to a state called Arizona. And where we were living, I discovered outside of the trailer where we lived, there was this round thing that came up out of the ground. It was made of metal. It had a cap on it that you could open and close that was made of metal. It had a glass in there covering what looked like the face of a watch or a clock. It had little hands that moved around inside under the glass, and you could open or close it and look in and see where the hands were at any given time. Now, that's not what I used it for. I discovered that if you took the kind of chalky rocks that they had in this particular part of southern Arizona and you put it on the edge where the metal was and you shut the top down, it would crush the rock, which I thought was pretty cool. And so I would spend time out there putting rocks on the edge, crushing them, and putting rocks on the edge and crushing them until one time I crushed them and it sounded different somehow. It sounded like glass breaking. When I opened back up, the glass that covered that dial was broken. Well, that took all the fun out of breaking rocks for me, so I shut it and I ran away. I didn't tell anybody. But a short time later, I heard my dad talking to my mom about the fact that the gas company had called and that their meter was broken. And if we had broken it, we would have to pay for it. But apparently, it had just gotten broken. And so they were going to pay for it. Well, that made me feel really, really bad. So I went and I told my dad what I had done. I didn't want to. It didn't feel very good. But I did it. And I expected I might get a spanking. I didn't, that I recall anyway, and I think I would have recalled. But my dad's disappointment in me for not telling him was worse than a spanking. But I'll tell you what my dad did. My dad called the gas company and told them that it wasn't theirs to fix, that we had broken it and that we were going to pay for it. Well, you heard Lisa just read about doing the word, being doers of the word, or doing the truth. I felt like that's what my dad did. I made a bad choice, obviously. I was just fooling around. I had no business doing that. I was being silly. But when my dad found out that I was the one who had done it, he decided that he should tell the truth. We could have gotten off without fixing it. But when you do the truth, sometimes it's hard. I'm sure it was hard for him to call and say that it was our fault. So we're going to talk more about how we do the truth. How are we able to not just believe we ought to act in a certain way, but really act that way toward other people. And so when I talk about that, you'll know what I'm talking about. I'm going to tell some other stories about some other people who do the truth as well. So listen for those, okay? Let's pray. Thank you, God, for giving us good examples of people who do the truth, who live out your word and what they believe. Especially we thank you for the example of Jesus, who was your truth and who did it just right. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for coming down.